Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance of rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 77. Partly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A Shawnee County judge sentences Mickle Cherry to consecutive life sentences for the 2023 murder of 5-year-old Zoe Felix. Cherry pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and rape. He'll be eligible for parole in 50 years. The Kansas Highway Patrol continues to report triple-digit speeds on Kansas roads. In Saline County, troopers stopped a driver on I-135 who they say was driving 104 miles per hour with an open container. No word yet on what charges that driver will face. The city of Wichita suspends a city board focused on civil rights, diversity, and inclusion. It's in response to new initiatives from the White House to cut DEI programs. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Do you feel dizzy, off balance, or like your world is constantly spinning? You might be suffering from an inner ear vestibular disorder. These disorders can make you feel disoriented and foggy-headed. But the Vestibular Disorders Association can help. Visit liferebalance.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn more. That's liferebalance.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Tuesday, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced an approximate $720 million nationwide settlement with 8 drug makers that manufactured opioid pills and worsened the nationwide opioid crisis. Kansas stands to receive approximately $5.7 million in the settlement funds. Kobach said they are holding these companies accountable for the human suffering caused by years of their illegal marketing practices. He said these dollars will help save lives because the funds will be used to prevent and treat drug addiction throughout Kansas. 7 of the defendant companies, not including Indivior, are prohibited from promoting or marketing opioids and opioid products or making or selling any product that contains more than 40 milligrams of oxycodone per pill, and they're also required to put in place a monitoring and reporting system for suspicious orders. Indivior has agreed to not manufacture or sell opioid products for the next 10 years. However, it will be able to continue marketing and selling medications to treat opioid use disorder. North Carolina, California, Colorado, Illinois, New York, Oregon, Tennessee, Utah, and Virginia attorneys general renegotiated the settlements on behalf of Kansas and several other states. A recently announced candidate for Hays City Commission was arrested on a charge of alleged blackmail on Friday, and according to the district court records, on June 27th, 23-year-old Samuel Emerson Allen of Hays allegedly tried to obtain $50 by threatening to share nude photos or videos of someone obtained through a dating app. Blackmail is 11-4 person felony in Kansas, and the public records show that the court ordered Allen's arrest with an appearance bond set at $40,000. Ellis County booking records show Allen was booked for failure to appear. Allen announced his candidacy for the Hays City Commission in the 2025 municipal election on June 23rd and is completing his degree in political science at Fort Hays State University. On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that agricultural producers and private landowners can now enroll in the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program, or Grassland CRP, and the sign-up, which started on July 14th, will run until August 8th. Grassland CRP, offered by the USDA's Farm Service Agency, is a voluntary working lands conservation program that enables participants to conserve grasslands while also continuing most grazing and haying practices. Grassland CRP emphasizes support for grazing operations, plant and animal biodiversity, and grasslands and land with shrubs and forbs under the greatest threat of conservation. FSA Administrator Bill Beam said that through the conservation of America's essential grasslands, Grassland CRP supports continued agricultural productivity while at the same time prioritizing private land stewardship. So by offering landowners the best of both worlds, economic viability and working lands preservation, Grassland CRP provisions support the USDA's commitment to farmers first. Currently, more than 25.8 million acres are enrolled in CRP, with nearly 9.7 million acres in grassland CRP. On May 12th, the Farm Service Agency opened general and continuous CRP enrollment for 2025, and the Farm Service Agency is currently reviewing submitted offers and will announce accepted offers at a later date. Due to the 27 million acre statutory cap, only 1.8 million acres are available for all CRP enrollment this fiscal year. Landowners and producers interested in grassland CRP should contact their local USDA service center to learn more or to apply for the program before the August 8 deadline. For more information, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. In Nebraska news, on July 13, two people were injured in a boating accident while tubing at Medicine Creek State Recreation Area. The incident occurred at 4:30 p.m. when a tube carrying a 45-year-old man from Indianola, his 11-year-old son, and a 13-year-old boy from Danbury collided with the moored boat. The man sustained severe injuries to his head, back, and pelvis and was transported by ambulance to CHI Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney, where he's in stable condition. The 13-year-old boy was also taken to Good Samaritan for treatment of injuries to both his legs, and the 11-year-old did not require medical attention. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission and the Frontier County Sheriff's Office are investigating the accident with assistance from the Nebraska State Patrol. On July 13th, an accident occurred in Hawthorne Circle in Hastings when a 17-month-old boy was fatally struck by a vehicle in his family's driveway. The Hastings Police Department responded to the scene at approximately 3:45 p.m. after receiving a report of the incident. According to authorities, the child had been playing outside with several adults present when a full-size pickup truck needed to be moved. The driver, who is one of the child's parents, was unaware that the toddler had moved into the area near the vehicle and accidentally struck him. The child was immediately transported by family members to Mary Lanning Healthcare with life-threatening injuries. However, despite efforts to save him, the child succumbed to his injuries. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, though police have indicated that no criminal charges are anticipated at this time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Fort Hays Tech North Central is proud to announce a transformative $500,000 investment from the Schmidt Foundation in support of the college's new Construction Innovation Center, scheduled to open in the spring of 2026. This generous contribution will help fund the construction of nearly 30,000 square foot facility that is designed to expand access to high demand career training in construction technology, electrical technology, plumbing, heating and AC, and commercial driving or CDL. The Construction Innovation Center will include three industry-grade workshops and labs, interactive classrooms, and technology-enhanced training environments that mirror real-world job sites. And the facility will allow Fort Hays Tech North Central to double enrollment capacity in these construction-related programs. This investment represents a major milestone in the capital campaign for the Construction Innovation Center. The project has also received strong support from industry partners, local businesses, and regional foundations. For more information about the Construction Innovation Center or to contribute to the campaign, you can visit fhtechnc.edu. The Kansas Department of Transportation is expressing its appreciation for employees celebrating state service anniversaries in August, and the Kansas Department of Transportation is proud to acknowledge them for their long-term dedication that they have provided to the state of Kansas. Locally, Jeff Stewart, the District 3 engineer from Norton, is celebrating 30 years of service. According to the unofficial minutes of a special session for the Norton City Council that was held on July 14th, the Norton City Council met in special session at 3 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, Andrew Black, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. After three executive sessions, a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dell Jacobson that the City Council will authorize and direct the City Administrator, James Maru, to be granted paid leave with full salary and benefits under the Family Medical Leave Act for a period of 63 calendar days. This will commence on July 14th at 5 p.m. in accordance with federal law, state law, and the City's contract with the City Administrator. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dell Jacobson that effective immediately, the City Council transfer daily leadership authority and operational decision-making power will be to City Clerk Alex McKenna, and secondarily, in Alex's absence or at her request for assistance, to Chief of Police Mitch Lowry, until such time when City Administrator James Maru and the City Council deem it appropriate for City leadership to return to normal functional operations. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. After an executive session, a motion was made by Dell Jacobson and seconded by Gerald Jones to adjourn, and the council adjourned at 3:58 p.m. The Kansas Department of Transportation is again warning about a scam circulating by text message where the text falsely claimed to be from the Kansas Department of Transportation, and they are demanding payment for outstanding traffic tickets. These messages are not legitimate, as the Kansas Department of Transportation does not collect money for traffic tickets and will never request or collect payments through text messages. You should not click or open any links within these scam texts, because clicking on these links could expose your personal and financial information to scammers, and you should never share sensitive personal or financial details by text message or by clicking unknown links. If you've received a scam message, you need to report it to the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov and or the Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov. You should also delete the text and report it as junk, and if you've provided payment information at a fraudulent website, you should contact your bank or credit card company immediately. To stay informed about official Kansas Department of Transportation information, you can visit their official website, ksdot.gov, or their verified social media channels. Memorial services for Dennis Ray Gilhausen will be held at Trinity Episcopal Church, 319 South State Street in Norton, on Friday, July 18th at 11 a.m., and Bishop Mark Cowell and retired Bishop Mike Milliken will be officiating. The Fraternal Order of Eagles, Norton 3288, will host a funeral dinner at the Airy home after the service at the church, 16614 Eagles Road in Norton. The Kansas Past Worthy Presidents and the Norton Airy Brothers will give the tribute for the deceased brother at the Eagles, and donations may be given at the Eagles to either the FOE Airy 3288 Gilhausen Memorial or a charity foundation, DRC Gilhausen Memorial Diabetic Research Center. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly cloudy this morning and then partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, with highs around 79 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation today is 20%. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and showers are likely, with lows in the upper 50s and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of rain tonight is 70%. On Thursday, it should be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning and highs in the mid-70s with a northeast wind around 10 miles per hour, which should become east in the afternoon. And on Thursday, the chance of rain is 50%. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening and then a chance of thunderstorms after midnight with lows in the lower 60s. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Friday, it should be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the morning and then partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and humid with highs in the lower 90s. On Saturday, it should be partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and highs in the mid-90s. On Sunday, it should be partly cloudy with highs in the lower 90s. On Monday, it should be partly cloudy in the morning and then clearing and hot with highs in the mid-90s. And on Tuesday, it should be sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 64 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is northeast at 17 with gusts to 22 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95 and the dew point is 63 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. ESPN college football analyst Brock Eisweiler joined 580 Sports Talk down at the Big 12 Media Days in Frisco, Texas last week, and he discussed how Avery Johnson continues to get better and better start after start as he enters his second season as a full-time starter.
What I saw in between that, watching his film, getting ready for the next one, is he learns from mistakes. He doesn't really make the same mistake twice, and that's what you want in a quarterback. I think we're guilty in the media of putting too much pressure, too much hype around young quarterbacks before they go out there and prove it and do it on a consistent basis. And I think Avery, you know, as a freshman, he had so many great flashes. That's where this pressure, that's where this hype, that's where the conversation came, you know, going in to a season last year. But I have a feeling, knowing Avery, he's going to look back on his film from last season. He's going to say, all right, what did I do good? What did I do bad? What do I need to improve upon? I guarantee you he worked his tail off in the offseason, and he's not going to make that same mistake twice, and he's just going to get better and better.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Battling rust or tar spot, drought threatening? You need a fungicide that'll hold the line, finish the job, and help protect your yield. The right one for the job? Trivapro fungicide. Powered by three workhorse active ingredients, including Solantinol technology. Trivapro works overtime to protect corn and wheat from rust, leaf spots, blights, and stress, maximizing your potential yield at harvest. The pros trust Trivapro to work harder, last longer, and help keep your yield stronger. Shouldn't you? Talk to your retailer to lock stock in your supply today.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.